Is it E3 yet? When is E3? Didn't it used to be in May?
That one year, I think it was.
What, the time when it was like an airport hangar?
Yeah, in Santa Monica or something.
And everyone hated it?
Yeah.
Too bad it's not that, because then it'd be happening. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 8th, 2015. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Ajagai.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah, these days we're literally sneaking away from a fat family gathering for a little bit to record this in a basement somewhere. That's how we do the show these days. So, So we'll get right to things. We'll get, you know, some news, catch up on what we've been playing, what we think about it. We do not know what's coming out, actually.
I can pull it up.
Yeah, we'll pull out the releases, just in case. I don't know if anything's... The next big thing is Splatoon, right? And that's, like, not super soon. Did you watch that Nintendo Direct, by the way?
I did not.
That game looks fun. I mean, I played it a round of 83. You couldn't really get a feel for it, but... I just like the idea that, like, the objective isn't, like, a kill-death ratio thing.
Right.
Or, like, a capture the base. Or, you know, it's, like, this whole paint more than the other person does. And there's, like... I don't know. It seems neat. I think it's very weird that Nintendo might have the best, like, competitive shooter this year.
Yeah, so far.
It'll be weird. But, yeah, so that looks interesting. So, yeah, we'll get right to things. Speaking about Nintendo, yeah, they kind of had, like, their investors kind of call. They're making money again. Smash Bros. And Mario Kart have been doing really well. Amiibos have been doing very well.
I still hate Amiibos.
Dude, I mean... I
don't hate the concept. I hate, like, here's the...
I know, and everyone's really critical of, like, the supply thing, but guess what? I think that's kind of helped it be the thing it is.
I think it's gone too far. Here's the thing now.
But how's it gone far? It's working.
Here's for me personally. I don't know if other people feel this way. Okay. When they're like, here's the next wave of Amiibos coming out next month, my immediate reaction is, I'm not getting them. I'm not going to be like the crazy guy who's going to line up at Toys R Us to get them. They're not going to be on a store shelf.
I guess my situation is a little different because I can kind of get up early and go to a... It's not like a huge line of Toys R Us. It's like five people and everybody gets one.
Yeah, but honestly, it's not worth even that much effort.
Well, if I tell you what, I did it last time because I really wanted Mega Man.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. But like, you know, if the King Dedede, I know he's already out, but I don't know. I'm just trying to think like a weird character. Like if that comes out of like a new Amiibo... If I can't just, like, see it on the store at Best Buy, like...
You weren't ever going to buy a King Dedede anyway.
No, that was just an example of, like, a non-Mario character.
I feel like you're way too upset for something that's not that much for you. I think you were always, no matter the availability, always were going to be a guy who's going to have maybe four of these.
That's true.
So I don't know what you're upset about.
I just think it's dumb as a matter of principle.
I think it's fine. I think people who like them are getting them. I think it makes it more fun for them that they're a little harder to find. That's kind of the fun. I'll tell you what, when I liked collecting Beanie Babies when I was a kid, it wouldn't have been fun if they're just like really easy to find all of them. If there's like 20 Garcias at every Toys R Us, you know what I mean? So, whatever, it's working. The really interesting thing was that they said they struck a deal with Universal to develop theme park rides based off of Nintendo stuff. And I always kind of wonder when this shoe was going to fall.
Yeah. And Universal's been getting into the whole licensing things
really
they don't necessarily
big.
Own.
Right.
Like Simpsons, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, sorry, I had a leg cramp all of a sudden.
What are you doing?
I had a leg cramp. I had to stand up. Ow. Exactly. So it's kind of smart for Universal. It's really interesting, though. It's like you wonder about the possibilities here.
Yeah, like, I mean, presumably it's going to be like a themed land kind of thing.
It has to be at least kind of like a mini land. Well, I don't know, because Universal can sometimes do things where they just do like a mini land almost with one ride. Kind of think like Men in Black. Like that area.
Yeah.
But these days they do go much more like with Harry Potter. Well,
they're building that huge King Kong thing right now.
Yeah, and the Simpsons, they had just a ride and then they kind of built a land around it. I think there would be something. The problem is, what do you do then? Do you just do everything kind of Mario-ish? Because can you really make a land that's Nintendo-themed? Because Nintendo's just a bunch of things.
Well, that's why I think the Mario Kart ride makes the most sense. Because even the Mario Kart ride... can go to all the Nintendo places. You can drive through...
I don't know if that's how I want to do it. I don't know if I want the one ride to do more than one Nintendo thing.
But I feel like Mario Kart already does that, so it's
kind of,
okay.
I don't know. I agree that Mario Kart makes sense, because, you know, it's already driving around a cart.
I mean, think about it. You go through Hyrule Field, and then you drive through.
See, no, I don't like that.
Mushroom Kingdom, and then the whole thing culminates on Star Road.
I don't like that. I don't like the Mario Kart ride being like
this. The catch-all.
Yeah, I think you can do so much of Nintendo. I think it's kind of like.
I understand. I think you can too. It depends if it's just one ride or if they're doing a bunch of things.
I don't know. Yes, yeah, that's kind of thing. I wonder where this is going. I almost wonder if this is going to replace one of the islands that they have.
Well, it's hard because you mentioned the Toon Lagoon at Islands of Adventure. Right. But the thing is, like...
Which is based off of, like, Saturday morning cartoon characters like Dudley Do-Right or, like, old newspaper characters. No one knows who Dudley Do-Right
is. Right. The problem is that the
rides themselves are probably... Well, you could just retheme those.
Either. Yeah, but then, like...
They're not super well-suited. You could do the Dudley Do-Right thing with Donkey Kong pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, you could do that.
The Popeye...
Like, what does that become?
Don't forget to tell people what the Popeye thing is. It's like a
river. Oh, yeah, so it's a River Rapids and like a big tube.
This isn't, we're talking about theme parks, so we can't assume everybody knows anything now. So, but yeah, I don't know what would you. You could maybe you could Wind Waker that up.
I guess if there was that you're gonna but now you don't have a Mario ride. I guess you have Donkey Kong.
Well, then you build the Mario ride where that giant stage is they never use.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. I just and also Disney wants that Marvel attraction license back really bad. But then it's kind of like, how do you retheme these thrill rides to Nintendo? It's a little weird.
Well, you can do it. I mean, obviously, Spider-Man can turn into anything.
Yeah.
Hulk coaster. What kind of... Okay, so if you had to put a Nintendo property on the Hulk, what would you do?
Either Metroid or Zelda. That's the only ones that are kind of teen-friendly.
Metroid would make the most sense.
I wonder if Metroid... Like, Metroid's popular, but that's kind of the problem, too. It's like, if you're going to... As far as super mainstream Nintendo properties go, you really have Mario, Zelda, and then Pokemon. And Pokemon's this whole other licensing issue because of the Pokemon company.
Right.
And it's like, and you know, Metroid's kind of like in like that next tier. So I guess it works.
It would be if they kept making Metroid games.
Yeah, well, even then, even when the Metroid Prime games were like coming out, which should have been like, you know, like the height of Metroid whatever, those games didn't sell like ridiculously.
Prime did,
well.
I think, like it
Prime,
dropped.
No,
off.
Not even ridiculously. Prime sold well, but I'm talking like maybe 2 million copies compared to like you know, I'll tell you like Resident Evil 6, which everyone hated, sold 5.something million copies.
Wow!
I guarantee you, none of the Prime games sold half that much.
Which is a shame,
right? That's what I'm saying. But so yeah, but whatever it'll be, it'll definitely be Mario centric, which is fine. It'll be cool. All
right.
Let's just see how people react to that. All right. We could just talk about that stuff forever because we love theme parks.
Yeah, and we could pontificate. Yeah.
I wrote like a whole article. I loved when that just happened. I just wrote an article for Games Beast. Just like these are the rides they should make. It's like me like dreaming. Like,
yeah,
my,
right.
Like one was like a like
playing armchair imaginary.
Like a Pirates of the Caribbean style Wind Waker ride. Yeah, stuff like and like a sort of like a Men in Black. Like they had that Men in Black shooting ride, but that with like Metroid. Oh, that'd be cool. All right then. So Activision also did their earnings. They're doing very well. The one interesting thing was that they always give you the World of Warcraft subscription numbers, which had been like they rebounded with.
They spiked to 10 million from 7?
And now they're back down to about 7.1 or so. And which, some people, again, everybody always is always going to be like, oh, they're, you know, Warcraft's on the whatever. This is kind of normal. It's maybe a little bit bigger.
Well, like when you, it's weird just because when you look at the graph. The graph kind of usually has like an ebb and flow to it. This is pretty much, it's going down, it pops, and it pops back down.
Well, I think the expansion did a really good job bringing a lot of people back, but I mean, I think this, I just think that what it really is more than anything is that it brought a lot more people back, but those people who always stay are still the people who always stay.
Right. Well, I mean, look at me in my
except
situation.
Except for me, I guess.
Like, if I'm not going to raid every, like twice a week like you do, mm-hmm. I've done pretty much everything I could do in the expansion so far. Now, when Tanan Jungle and the stuff with the fleets comes out, that's going to be a great amount of content. I just wonder, like, is the people who've left already, are they going to come back?
I mean, some will.
I think some.
I mean, that's what it always is. It's
not going to get back to 10 million.
I mean, who knows? Depends what the next expansion is.
I meant the patch.
Right, but that's what I'm just saying, is that this thing's going to go up and down.
Well, and again,
the fact that it's at 7 million.
Everyone's like, they're down to 7 million. Like, oh, no.
Literally, the game is more than 10 years old now.
Yeah.
And literally, like, the next subscription, base MMO, whatever the second place, it's not even close. It's hovering around
a million. It's probably either Eve or Final Fantasy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, gosh, none of them even try anymore. Is WildStar a subscription still?
WildStar is. Yeah, when's the last time you heard anyone saying they bought WildStar? Remember how that was supposed to be like the next big MMO? It's going to revolutionize. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
No. SWTOR gave up. Elder Scrolls gave up. So, yeah. I always find it a little funny when people like really like to criticize World of Warcraft. It's just
it's the big dog.
It is. People criticize World of Warcraft way more than they like give it props for basically being the biggest video game success story of all time.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. And I know it's not because I play it a lot. This has been my tune for like since we've been doing this show practically, and I have only really been playing it regularly again for the last 4 months. Mm-hmm. It is weird. I never thought that I would be in a point in my life again where I'm like a really consistent WoW player.
Wednesdays and Sundays, man. You raid. Wednesdays,
raid day. We're slowing down a little. We killed Blackhand on Heroic. Very exciting.
Cool.
So now we're kind of waiting for the new one to come out. It's fun because it's on the public testing realm, so I'm watching videos of the bosses trying to learn their stuff. And
nice.
Looks like there's some cool ones. There's some good lore stuff. Like the final boss is going to be Archimonde, who's the bad guy in Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'll get to kill Archimonde.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can dig it.
And Manoroth is going to be there as like a skeleton monster. Because remember, he died in the opening cinematic. But it is too getting to that point where you're kind of excited about what's the next expansion going to be. I'm still...
BlizzCon, you think they'll announce it? That's what, the fall?
I think so. I think it's time. The two that everyone always, like, predicts every time they're going to do one of these and kind of hope for is either a sort of, like, sunken, like, a Maelstrom-based Ashera one with Naga and all that crap, or an Emerald Dream / Emerald Nightmare one. Whatever it is, I just hope it's something a bit more Alliance side.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah, we've done a lot of hoary things. I got something else to say about World of Warcraft. But the thing, but then, of course, the last two expansions have been kind of just out-of-nowhere ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, pandas, you know, and then we're going to go back in time! Oh, okay, so who knows? Maybe we'll be going to a spaceship in the next one. So, yeah, whatever, it'll be fun. Okay, last thing, Disney Infinity
3.0. So this is, as everyone kind of figured as soon as they announced 2.0, this is Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're going to do three Star Wars play sets, the two at launch, one set during the Clone Wars, the other ones during the original trilogy, and they're going to do a Force Awakens one around the time the movie comes out. It won't be launch. The starter pack is the Clone Wars one. You get Anakin and Ahsoka.
Why is that the starter pack?
You thought it was a fake.
I thought it was a fake. I didn't think that'd be the starter pack.
Yeah, it's super popular.
The starter pack for 2.0 was Avengers. You know, it was kind of the premiere thing.
Mike, to kids, Clone Wars is the premiere thing.
Yes, no.
Clone Wars is pretty popular.
If you say so, I get whatever.
You know, it's Disney Infinity. Kind of, you either like it or you don't at this point, I guess. But I tell you what, whoever was the guy who said, okay, this is the art style that we're going to kind of homogenize everything toward, kind of nailed it. Because everything really does work in that art style.
Pretty well.
It's very impressive.
Especially with the Clone Wars stuff, it looks a lot like that Clone Wars art style.
Just tweaked ever so slightly. Mm-hmm. Do you see the out of nowhere, I think comes out tomorrow, the Vita version of 2.0.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also like that they're still doing some Marvel and Disney stuff with this.
Yeah, there will be some sort of new Marvel play set. They announced like Mickey and Minnie, Olaf. What other Disney characters?
There's those Tron characters that were just digital before.
Oh, yeah. Sam and Korra.
Yeah. So, they're doing like Hulkbuster.
Yeah, Hulkbuster, Iron Man. The only thing now, it's like it's getting so fragmented. Like, characters will work going forward, like, no problem. But, like, if you have that Avengers playset, you can't have your Disney Infinity 3.0 disc in. You got to get the 2.0.
Yeah.
And they never released 1.0 for the PS4 and Xbox One. It's like, I wish it was just, like, one software package.
What do you even do for a 4.0 now? Just more. You kind of have to do more Disney again. There's still so much more.
They're probably going
to
buy something between now and then. You never know.
But it is kind of the weird thing is that there is still so much more just regular Disney they could do.
Yeah, well, maybe 4.0, like you really focus on like the classics. Like maybe they do like a Robin Hood and 101 Dalmatians and stuff like that.
There's a lot they could do still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they haven't even like done like just other regular Golden Age one, like 90 ones. Like there's not even like a Simba, you know?
Yeah. There's not a Lion King.
You know, there's a lot. All right then. So that's it for news.
All
right. Have you played anything?
A little bit.
What'd you play?
So don't make fun of me.
Oh,
I will talk very briefly in Star Wars Commander. They released a new mode where it's like a defense focused thing.
Don't they also have a tower defense game anyways?
Yeah, well, this isn't – it's not quite tower defense because you're, like, deploying units and ships and stuff. It's almost like playing an RTS where you're on defense and you don't have an army.
Okay.
But I don't know. I like it.
That sounds like a tower defense.
No, see, Mike, you have to defend your base and you place towers.
You can only use towers.
It's not a pyramid scheme. Also – real quick, so I have been playing SWTOR, and do you see they tell me you think of this. They announced an update. If you're subscribing and you're doing just story missions, you get a 12 times experience
boost. Yeah, I heard about that.
It's basically just you can play the stories, which I'm kind of cool with. I think that's all I want to do.
I think it's also kind of sad that they had basically the mentors. A lot of people don't want to do any of the other stuff we did for our game but this.
Well, the problem is,
I feel my thing is that the game should have been done in a way where people could do the things they want to from the beginning.
The problem is,
it's
like,
not like when I'm playing World of Warcraft, I have to do pet battles or something.
No, it's not that. But like, if you play a Jedi Knight and then you play a Jedi Consular, like their story missions are different, but all the side questing is exactly the
right.
same.
Right, I get
that. And it's not like WoW, where it's just like, oh, kill 10 of these. It's like your comic. It's like everything has an elaborate story, dialogue trees. You can't just kind of blast through it, you know?
Yeah.
So from that point of view, it kind of makes sense. Like, I'm cool with it. I think it's neat.
But I do not give much thought to SWTOR these days.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do they make new content still? Was that Revan thing
the
last thing
they
did?
A new patch is coming out, or a new expansion, rather, is very soon. It's something about, like, the Sith Emperor resurrected or something like that.
Do you ever, like, read just, like, the wiki, basically, of that Revan expansion?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll play it someday. We'll see. A lot of too old for this, guys. I got back into SWTOR kind of because I brought it up one day.
That's
and, like,
funny.
Six people were like, I didn't expect play. This. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll play. And I was like, oh.
Well.
What have you been playing?
Now that I kind of beat Jedi Knight 2, I kind of got back into Grand Theft Auto 5. And I told you before, like, I was kind of, like, getting through it by, like, just not doing, like, any, like, the aimless wandering or, like, crime sprees or whatever. Now I'm, like, not even doing side missions. I just go story missions. And it's all right, because there's, like, 69 story missions or something. There's a lot of them anyway. And it's still going to take a while. So I'm like, all right, I just do this, and I'm happy. I'm fine. Because the side missions are basically, like, the same quality as a lot of the story missions anyways are good. I'm just like, I can just do those later if I want. I want to beat this game.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just my work completion strategy. But it's been fun. There have been some cool missions. I did like the torture mission. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yeah,
It was weird. It seemed unnecessary.
Like, one weird thing in these games.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's like, something that people can like write articles like, well, it's satire.
Yeah.
There was like a bit where like there was like a, I was having like that tonal dissonance and I was almost done with it again. Then I kind of got back into it still. So we'll see. It helps a lot that one character has that driving ability where I can push in the two sticks and
weave
in and out of traffic.
Kind of
that helps. They should just make that in all open world games going forward. it helps like with that kind of traffic pinball problem so
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of like, except when you're one of the other characters driving, you don't have that ability. It's like, mm. But yeah, what else? Like I said, World of Warcraft, I killed Black Hand. That was fun. Yeah, I think that's it. All right, do you get those releases up then?
I don't know how to find them on the mobile version. They're not in the menu.
Well then, I guess that's it.
Hey, real quick, I was going to say, I got Rogue Squadron 3D off GOG. I was playing that. The game holds up surprisingly well.
They put a bunch of old Star Trek games on, and I haven't played any of them.
Yeah.
And the ones like this one that I feel like is probably a big product of its time. It's kind of like a bridge simulator game. But more
Hard flight
it's,
sim.
It's like the it's more movie era, like the original series movie era, and it used like a lot of live action footage, and stuff like that. So I don't know how about that. But the other two, it's Star Trek 25th Anniversary and called Star Trek Judgment Rights, and they're just like old graphical
point and clicks.
Yeah, point and clicks with the original series crew. I'm trying to find out if those are like any good. Those might be kind of fun to play.
Hey, it's $6. Get one and try it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the first one because
we can talk about this too. Have you used GOG Galaxy?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
It's nice. I mean, it's very Steam like, but like everything is optional about it. If you don't want auto updates, you turn that off. If you don't want any community chat, you turn that off. Like, it's still, a lot of the stuff isn't in there yet, like the overlay and stuff, but, I mean, it's nice, and the cool thing, too, is it'll scan your computer for GOG games you have already, and
I'm looking forward to 10 years from now when it becomes a bloated mess.
I feel like it's good timing. Like, if there was ever a time to finally launch, like, a legit Steam competitor, they kind of hit a perfect time.
It still might be too late.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about the very quick reversal on Steam mods.
Yeah, I feel like we did our one episode right when they, like, brought that in and we talked about it and they reversed that.
We did that on a Friday, and Monday they already switched.
Bad idea, yeah.
Well, you know, the thing with that was you try to, like, show up in a game where people have been playing free mods for 4 years. Be like, you got to pay for these now. No. Do it with a new game.
Yeah, do it with one of your games. Hell, you know what? Release Half-Life 3 and then some people mods for that will cost money. Yeah. I'll be okay with
it. We'll be totally fine, Valve. We promise.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com.
I just redid it.
Oh, boy, then. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can go to iTunes Music Store and find all of our old shows and leave us a review.
And Alex Conley is doing the community posts over at Squadron of Shame for us. So thank you, Alex.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex. He
took that over, which is very nice of him.
Cool. All right, then. I'll peek in there again. I know I kind of been away. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week or, you know, whenever.
Another baby's due any day now, so.
Well, you know, we'll keep doing shows when we do them.
Now that I have this recorder, it's a little easier.
We talk about video games.
Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, we've been doing it for 8 years. I'm not going to stop now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
My goal was to get your kid to be a guest one day. That'll be... There we go.
That's going
to
be a while.
That'll be funny.